Hi, this is Chris from Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed and the survey is quick and confidential. Now, to begin, are you registered to vote in Arizona?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Now, and do you think of yourself as male, female, or genderqueer, gender non-conforming, or non-exclusively male nor female?
Yeah.
Thank you. And what? Just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, what is the year of your birth?
1969.
Thank you. And are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin? Thank you. And if that's the case, what is your race? Are you white, black, or African-American, American Indian or Alaska Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, or Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin? Excuse me? Hello? I'm sorry, you're cutting off. What was that?
African American.
African American?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received? Is it 12th grade or below? No, the high school diploma. High school graduate or hello?
High school 12.
High school graduate?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make positive change on issues that you care about? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that your vote has a lot of power, 5 means just some power, and 0 means your vote has no power at all. Was that a 0?
Yes.
Thank you. And thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
And is that as somewhat satisfied or very satisfied?
Satisfied.
But is that somewhat or very? Is that somewhat satisfied or very satisfied?
Satisfied.
Oh, it's just that we don't have that option. We have somewhat satisfied and very satisfied.
Very.
I'm very satisfied. Thank you. Now, please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, just let me know. The first one on the list, we have the Republican Party.
0.
Then we have Congressman Ruben Gallego.
0.
The Democratic Party.
10.
Was that a 6?
10.
Oh, 10?
Yes.
I'm so sorry, it's just that you're cutting off a bit. So for the Democratic Party, how much on a scale from 0 to 10?
8.
Thank you very much. Then we have Donald Trump?
Zero.
Then we have Kamala Harris.
Five.
Was that a nine?
Five.
Oh, five? Thank you. Then we have J.D. Vance.
Five.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Eight.
And Joe Biden.
Nine.
Thank you very much. Now, we know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., other independent third party?
Harris?
Kamala Harris? Yes, I'm sorry. What was that?
Say that again?
Yes. If the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., other independent or third party?
Democrat Harris.
Thank you. And we know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative? The Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
No, thank you.
And are you undecided, or would vote for other political offices but not Congress, or would not vote at all in the upcoming election? What the heck? Oh my God. I will call you back tomorrow.